female transsexual. She was born in the Bronx in 1926 as George Jorgensen Jr. She went to Denmark in 1950 in search of sex change surgery. She had had since childhood this long-standing, irrepressible desire to live her life as a woman. And in Denmark, she found some doctors who were willing to experiment on her, and she came back to the United States in 1953. But before that, in December of 1952, her story made the news while she was recovering in a hospital bed in Copenhagen. And the New York Daily News had this front page banner headline reading, XGI becomes blonde beauty. And after that, she became a media celebrity.
You take a shake, a break, I'm not fake. Cool the way you move, no more mistake, can't stand still. Got the move, feel the waistline, feel the groove. The beat, the bass, the lyrics are fine. Get on the floor, you've got no time. Party people, I'll give you a chance. Rip up your hands and feel entranced.
That are significant for 20th century history. Here she was talking about the promise and pitfalls of science and technology in the atomic age. And here she was talking about what makes a man and what makes a woman, what's appropriate behavior for men and women, who counts as a man and who counts as a woman, what's normal and what's abnormal. And so she was raising all sorts of intriguing issues. She was a household name through the 1950s and 60s. She was a major figure. She was the source of a media circus. The media star, the reporters followed her. They dogged her every move. In Copenhagen, when she returned to the United States in February 1953, they followed her parents at their home in the Bronx. There were hundreds of articles in the press about Christine Jorgensen, not just in 1952 and 1953, but for years afterwards.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor of Psychiatry Emeritus at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves with marijuana, I began to review the medical literature to clarify the nature of that harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity and is far safer than any other pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Compare that to aspirin, which is responsible for more than 1,000 deaths per year in this country alone. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances with more than 23,000 published studies. I believe it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah. Yeah.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
I need some beauty and some music and some place cards before I die. It's like heroin.
Thank you. open que me dice. I am on me 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 open que me dice.
Perdóname.
Listen to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme this evening is electronica and jazz. And backing me up right now is the American Jazz Fusion Band Weather Report. And this is Birdland. We began with somebody who in particular stands out as a very electronic jazz musician, Jan Hammer. And that was his theme to the Miami Vice TV show. Then we heard from the piano player, Chick Corea, the jazz piano player, and the virtuoso banjo player, Bella Fleck, collaborating together. And that was a piece called Spectacle from their The Enchantment album. Then we heard my Christine Jorgensen remix of DJ Bobo's Take Control, featuring Professor Joanne Meyerowitz talking about the American transsexual Christine Jorgensen, a trans female, one of the first. And, well, you know, that was just an excellent summary of Christine Jorgensen that Professor Meyerowitz gave in that remixed piece, I think. And then we heard, for the first time ever, I'm quite sure, on our WMFO airwaves, a Mascan public service message from Harvard professor Lester Grinspoon. And thanks to Chuck Yu for his mixing talents in there as well. And then we heard from Charles Mingus and Lionel Hampton, a piece whose name immediately attracted me as I browsed through my music collection looking for jazz pieces. Yes, that piece was called Slop. And then we finished things off with another selection from our featured artists, the Crystal Method. And that was the Dubalicious Groove, the Fly Spanish version, which has a whole bunch of, lyrics. Yeah, there are lyrics in there in Spanish, and you can find them on the web easily enough. But they apparently say, "Look at me, did you see me? I was thinking of you last night. Oh, my mother, forgive me. Oh, man, this excites me." Though when I heard them all the time, I just mapped English words to them that don't make any sense. Can you give me beefsteak? No, that's not what it means, but that's what it sounded a lot to me. So I'm playing, this Weather Report song right now, Birdland, in memory of one of my favorite WMFO shows, The Funky Uncles with Joe and Xander, which has been on our airwaves for several years in various time slots. But most recently, Sundays, 10 p.m. to midnight, and I often catch them as I was making a late-night Sunday dinner. And, well, thanks to Joe and Xander, I've heard a lot of music I definitely wouldn't have otherwise heard thanks to them. Some of it that, Kanye West, let me say that I, from the Funky Uncles, that's where I've heard more of him than anywhere else. And, you know, I just don't understand why he's so successful. I also appreciated Joe and Xander's on-air commentary, and they had a certain section or piece that they do, the Weather Report, and they'd use this as their backing bed music. Well, we've got one last set for you here, and I think what we're going to do, well, inside this this set, why don't I just tell you a bit, since it's going to go on up until Chase Carson comes in promptly at 10 with the Time Tunnel. Yeah, classic rhythm and blues, funk music, soul music, dance, disco from back in the day, and the jazz interlude. Well, we're having a lot of jazz prelude for the Time Tunnel this evening. And we're going to have in the next set of particular note Les Paul and Chet Atkins. When I was a kid in high school, I hung out in a kind of hard rock and heavy metal crowd, and a Gibson Les Paul guitar, that was considered really, really desirable. And I remember talking with some of my friends about who this Les Paul was, who the guitar was named for. And the reply was, some jazz guy. And that was enough to end the discussion right there. But later on, I learned a lot more about Les Paul. And he's one of my four musical heroes, along with Brian Eno, Wendy Carlos, and that crazy Mexican arranger, genius composer Esquivel. And he was, besides being a outstanding electric jazz guitar player, he's even more, had a greater impact on developing multi-track recording techniques. Absolutely amazing. And then an inventor of a lot of music and guitar technology. So we're going to be hearing from him collaborating with Chet Atkins in the latter part of the next set. We're also going to hear the Plastic Sushi Freaks remix of Peach's Two Guys for Every Girl, which is about somebody, a female rock star like Peaches, taking two guys back to her place, giving them everything they want as far as inebriants and intoxicants, and she'll get it on with them, but the deal is they have to get it on with each other first. That's what the lyrics in that are all about. And we'll also be hearing from Bud Powell, The Orb, Billy May, and we're going to start things off with Orbital as we have our final set in this Tears of the Gods Electronica and Jazz theme sound collage for you. This is Orbital, Halcyon, and on WMFO in Medford.
do. There are so many things we don't.
Darling, for me. lady.
Come over here, hot boys, don't you worry, I'm nice. Have you ever heard about a woman named Heidi Fleiss? Got a lusty proposition that I know will suffice. Let me lay out the conditions that I know will entice. I wanna take you home, get you satisfied. Drugged out, sex up, however you fly. Just one thing I can't compromise. I wanna see you work it, guy on guy. I wanna see you boys get down with each other. I wanna see you do your little nasty brother. Just one thing I can't compromise. I wanna see you work it. Once you boys get started, you'll be at it for hours. Come on, boys, I know you're not that coward. Just remember, an ass is an ass. So roll on over, have yourselves a blast. Don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to lap up a penis. Don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to fill up my back. Don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to be a wet freak. But it's time for the brothers to take a pass. Just when you realize there's nothing left to regret, move on over, number one's about to rock it.
It makes me feel so powerful when I'm...
I'll slip on when you boys are in a French knot. We'll play a game, it's like you're gonna get caught. That's the time you're gonna get so damn hot. You wanna see my pussy pop, 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 pop. I'll be hitting the bottom, you'll be blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top.
Thank you.
course.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program. Oh no, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, political speeches, interviews, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a different weekly theme. And this evening, it's been electronica and jazz, focusing exclusively on those two genres, although there is so very much music in both of them that we could just keep going and going and going and going. We began that last set with Orbital, Halcyon, and On from their excellent compilation work, 1989 to 2002. Then Billy May, All of Me. The Orb gave us Outlands, Bud Powell, the 52nd Street theme. And then we heard the Plastic Sushi Freaks remix of Peaches' Two Guys for Every Girl. Then Chet Atkins and Les Paul collaborating together on their outstanding Chester and Lester album. It's Been a Long, Long Time was the name of that. And then our featured artist closing off the electronica for this evening with Cherry Twist off of their 1997 perfect album, Vegas. And closing things off right now, wrapping up the show, is our jazz prelude to Chase Carson in the Time Tunnel. This is Charles Mingus and Lionel Hampton. Farewell, farewell. And that's what I'm saying to you. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again with another sound collage for you next week. And in the meantime, remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle, because people die that way. And we want you to live. And come back next week and enjoy our show here on WMFO in Medford.